And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 100.5 FM.
The CBC and Rogers Communication have reached a landmark deal over the future of NHL broadcasting in Canada. The deal would allow the CBC to continue broadcasting Hockey Night in Canada for the next few years, while Rogers would be in control of all sports personalities and ad revenue. Many people are wondering what this might mean for the national broadcaster. Rick Salutin is a Canadian author, playwright, and journalist. He's the author of The Womanizer and Keeping the Public in Public Education, and his column currently appears in the Toronto Star. And Rick Salutin joins me now from Toronto. Good morning, Rick.
Hi.
What are the key elements of the deal between CBC and Rogers?
Aggrandizement of Rogers and... I'm speaking not from a business point of view, but a cultural or a social one. I think it has a shift in the status of hockey and the CBC.
Many Canadians feel that the CBC plays an important role as the national broadcaster, and they fear this could undermine that role. What's your perspective on that?
I find it hard to imagine what Rogers could do to undermine the CBC that the CBC hasn't done itself.
Okay, say more about that.
It's trivialized and commercialized itself. And the commercial contradiction was there from the beginning of the CBC. But at least there was a tension between, if you're fighting for ads, then you have to maximize viewers. The easiest way to maximize viewers is to be like all the competition, but even triter and cheaper. There was always a tension between the public component of the CBC's sense of itself and its commercial needs, but especially in the last 10 years, and especially in the period when Richard Sturzberg was in charge of it, it just abandoned any tension at all and went proudly for eyeballs.
Well, you're speaking to someone at a little bit of a disadvantage because I actually don't watch television. I do understand a little bit about hockey. So what I hear you saying is that basically the CBC as it stands now on TV doesn't provide anything different than commercial ad-based television does.
I think in many ways it provides less. But if you looked at the area that a lot of people know about, which is news, the news on CBC has been utterly trivialized. If it had any place where it could lay down a challenge to the other broadcasters, it used to be in news. I think it was pompous and in a lot of ways self-important, but at least it felt it was doing something important. In the Sturzberg years and under the expensive advice of an American PR firm, they switched news emphasis almost entirely to crime, fires, and, I don't know, traffic and weather, natural disasters. It's the advice they got was from the firm that created the if it bleeds, it leads concept. So that when you watch CBC News now, it's including national news, it's pretty much crime reporting. And the theory was this will attract viewers. It hasn't. It's about where it was before. But that's what I mean by trivializing it. I think that also happened in the cultural area with all the reality crap. And along with that went a kind of aggrandizement of right-wing opinion, as if the CBC had to protect itself from the charge that it was a radical left-wing source, which there's no evidence for. But the only opinion that you actually find on CBC TV in particular is would be Rex Murphy, who's strongly right-wing voice, along with Kevin O'Leary, who seems ubiquitous as a kind of fundamentalist business advocate, and Don Cherry on Hockey Night in Canada. So what's left to protect? I mean, I'm somebody who for years thought We have to defend the CBC because if we ever lose it, we'll never get it back and there will be nothing to build on. But I'm finding it harder to hang on to that.
Well, let's then take a look at the idea of what a national broadcaster could be. If it was serving the interests of Canadians, what would that look like in contrast to where the CBC is at now?
A lot of national broadcasters elsewhere. The BBC, for example, you know, which has lots of popular stuff and trivial stuff, but also sets a mark in, and traditionally did set a mark in news and drama that actually the commercial broadcasters had to gravitate towards rather than the reverse, which is what we've had here. And you don't have to be big like the BBC. You know, if you look at the drama that, the Scandinavian countries produce, especially Denmark, I mean, it's a tiny country, and high-class stuff. And we produce absolutely nothing like that.
So just thinking of the CBC and the whole idea of hockey in general, I know that a lot of Canadians identify with hockey as a sport and see it as a, you know, in some ways kind of a central part of Canadian identity, whether or not that's warranted. We all kind of grew up with those outdoor rinks if you lived in a cold part of Canada and, you know, sort of got cold on the sidelines and, you know, watched people fighting on the rink and everything else. So Canadian, people think of hockey as something that's inherently Canadian. I can remember, you know, the big games with Russia and so forth, and everybody like abandoned their workplaces and classes to watch that game. Do you think that hockey in some ways is essential to a national broadcaster, or is that just a fiction of our imagination?
Well, it's different to talk about whether it's essential to a sense of national cohesion or identity and whether it's essential to a national broadcaster. I mean, I think Canada is an eccentric country culturally in that it lacks most of the traditional glues that most nation states evolved around and that they used for to create a sense of social cohesion. Stuff like glues, you know, like language or strong sense of common history or folklore, sense of a national mission, major iconic historical or heroic founding figures. We lack, Quebec doesn't lack that, but the rest of Canada tends to. So, and a society does need those things. They transcend institutions, although in their absence, those in English-speaking Canada, we've tended to gravitate towards some really odd, what you could call pseudo-glues, which would be, I mean, other countries have cuisine, for heaven, you know, and that can be an important part. Here, what do we have? I don't know, maple syrup, butter tarts, pretty much that back bacon.
Come on, we got smoked salmon over here in BC.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's already regional. I actually mean that, I mean, I find this a sort of interesting question. So you say, what do Canadians identify with in the way that other nations identify simply, say, with their language or their literature? And I don't mean just their writers. I mean their founding literary epics. So one of the things that Canadians have identified with, sort of, you know, in the absence of anything else, is hockey. And another thing they've tended to have identified with in a really unlikely and, I think, appealing way is institutions like the CBC, the railroad, the healthcare system, the post office, for that matter. So in that sense, I think, you know, you need something, and hockey plays that role. But these glues are also shift, and they're, especially when they're institutional, like the CBC or the post office, you can lose them. I think it actually naturally creates a kind of an ongoing anxiety in a population to feel that the glues that comprise its identity are vulnerable.
I want to come back to the game for a little bit and maybe the idea of hockey journalism, so or sports journalism. When I think of good sports journalism, I think of somebody like Dave Zirin, but we have Don Cherry. How does he fit into this whole picture?
I think that's a real, that's a pretty artificial, constructed setup. I mean, I think that, is it Zirin? I always thought it was Zirin, but...
It's Zirin.
Zirin, but I mean, I find his stuff, it's kind of fringe. Some of it is good and some isn't, but he's hardly... I don't know. I think Americans have much better sports writers, or much better and more mainstream sports writers. And Don Cherry isn't a sports journalist at all. He's a kind of a performance art guy who goes on Saturday nights. But we've had really excellent sports journalists. I don't see anything to knock in that. But the TV doesn't. Hockey Night in Canada is not journalism. It's a kind of cultural coming together event, or at least it was, and it has good historical roots. You know, it started on radio, and it brought families together around the radio, and then it moved into TV, and it's had moments, as you say, like the 72 Canada Russia series, especially. Around which a sort of sense of it's not a question of whether it's good or bad. It's a sense of it's ours.
It's been very interesting talking to you and getting your perspective on this morning, Rick. I really appreciate your joining me.
Sure, you should give TV a look sometime.
I have, but I do get that little creepy crime thing whenever I look at it because I only watch the news. So.
Got a remote, you know, you can find something.
Yeah, I'll get something online. There's lots of things you can download now.
Okay.
All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Rick Salutin. He's the winner of the National Newspaper Award for Best Columnist, and his column now appears in the Toronto Star.